According to the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary, ethics is a set of moral principles or values, a theory or system of moral values, the principles of conduct governing an individual or group, hence professional ethics or a guiding philosophy. Our day-to-day lives are guided by various sets of rules, regulations, and codes to live by. Professional groups, such as attorneys, accountants, doctors, etc., each have their own set of guidelines by which they practice their profession. Attorneys, to a significant extent, are self-regulating in that they themselves establish the majority of rules that govern their profession. They are also regulated externally by the state because the rules of behavior established by the legal profession are adopted and enforced by state authorities. Key participants in determining what rules should govern attorneys and the practice of law, as well as how the rules should be enforced, are bar associations, state supreme courts, state legislators, and in some cases the United States Supreme Court. The legal profession is also regulated through ethical codes and rules adopted by each state. In most states, these rules are adopted by order of the state supreme court. Most states' ethical codes are based, for the most part, on the American Bar Association's Model Code of Professional Responsibility, first published in 1969, and the Model Rules of Professional Conduct, published in 1983 to replace the Model Code. Although most states have adopted the 1983 revision, the 1969 code is still in effect in some states. Attorneys who violate the rules governing professional conduct are subject to disciplinary proceedings brought by state bar associations, state supreme court, or state legislature. In most states, unethical attorney actions are reported by clients, legal professionals, or others to the ethics committee of the state bar association, which is obligated to investigate each complaint thoroughly. Sanctions run from a reprimand, a formal scolding of the attorney, which is the mildest sanction, to suspension, a more serious sanction, sometimes prohibiting the attorney from practicing law in his state for a given period of time, to disbarment, revocation of the attorney's right to practice law in the state, which is the most serious sanction. In New Jersey, attorneys must adhere to the New Jersey Model Rules of Professional Conduct, as the governing authority on attorney conduct. The model rules are otherwise fondly known as the RPCs. Now, in New Jersey, there are also Supreme Court decisions which affect paralegals, and I am sure that most states have their own opinions, and I would recommend that all paralegals seek out these opinions so that they know specifically how they should be guided. In New Jersey, Opinion 611, which was adopted in 1988, allows paralegals to sign letterhead in conjunction with ministerial tasks. Paralegals are not allowed to sign correspondence to the attorney's client, to another attorney, or to the tribunal. They are only allowed to sign letterhead, as I said, in conjunction with ministerial tasks, which would be letters to a county clerk, to a title company, to any investigative body such as that. Opinion 647, adopted in 1990 in New Jersey, first allowed paralegals to carry business cards. And Opinion 665, which was adopted in 1992, recognized the possibility of conflict from one job to another and created the ethical wall. So if a paralegal who works for a plaintiff's firm on a case takes a job with a defendant's firm where they are representing people from the same case, the firm would erect what is called an ethical wall, and that paralegal would not be allowed to have any contact with that file. In addition, the two national paralegal associations, the National Association of Legal Assistants and the National Federation of Paralegal Associations, have each adopted a code of ethics to which their members must adhere. The National Association of Legal Assistants adopted a code of ethics and professional responsibility, which has been revised several times through 2007 and may be found on their website, which is nala.org, the National Federation of Paralegal Associations, adopted the Model Code of Ethics and Guidelines for Enforcement in 1993, and in 1997 adopted the Model Disciplinary Rules, and these may be found on their website, which is www.paralegals.org. While it is the attorney's responsibility to instruct, supervise, and if necessary, admonish the paralegal, a paralegal must adhere to the rules, opinions, and common sense application of professional responsibilities. A paralegal has the responsibility to know their limitations. If a question of interpretation or application arises, the paralegal should seek attorney direction. The paralegal should use common sense when making decisions. Do nothing fraudulent, deceptive, or misleading. If you are unsure about something, don't do it. Be guided by your conscience. Follow the Dundee Civility Standards adopted by the ABA in 1988. Deal respectfully, sensibly, courteously, and carefully with clients, adversaries, judiciary, and members of the justice system. Respect the attorney-client and attorney-work product privileges. A paralegal is exposed to client confidences, substantive facts, and strategies which are protected as a matter of law, not just ethics. Do not use court rules as procedural weapons. See FRCP 11. There is an ethical and legal way to obtain anything. And maintain your legal education by attending continuing educational seminars. Join your local paralegal association. Cultivate your knowledge of law for the benefit of the client. Remain aware of changes to court rules and recently enacted legislation, availability of resources, case law, and other laws governing your field of law. Working with others, whether it be in a law office, in the court system, for a corporation or governmental entity, one must always be mindful of the ethical ramifications of their actions. Being truthful with your co-employees, with your boss, and with their clients, being ethical is at the very heart of who you are, how you perform your job, and how far you will go in your career. Ethics should be a major concern for every working paralegal. You come up against ethical problems or considerations every day, and you must be aware when they do arise. Are you ethically responsible to notify your supervising attorney if you feel your work isn't being examined fully or you are not being given proper instructions? For instance, your attorney does not take the time to read every document you prepare. The attorney feels you are qualified to prepare the documents. How can you overcome this problem? There are several ways in which you can handle this problem. Try to improve communications with the attorney. Ask for the attorney's opinion on your document. Ask for feedback as to ways to improve your writing. You may have to remind yourself to speak to the attorney by placing reminders on your calendar to discuss a particular issue. Then, when the opportunity presents itself, you are ready to frame your questions. Another method might be attaching a note to the document, requesting the attorney to review specific portions of the document before signing. Discuss your ethical concerns with your attorney. Confidentiality is one of the oldest and most important rules in the legal profession. Clients must be able to confide in their attorneys so that the attorney may best represent that client's interest. It may be very easy to relate a story over lunch or during a coffee break. Is it ethical? Certainly not. It is very tempting at times to discuss a particularly interesting case or some aspect of a case with a coworker or a friend or even a spouse. You can deal with this temptation by deciding, as a matter of policy, never to discuss anything that concerns your work with anyone, or you can limit your discussion to issues and comments that will not reveal the identity of your client. Ethics is a very important part of being a paralegal, and to follow the ethical codes set by your state, by your associations, is something that every paralegal must be aware of.